And so we need to have that information before then. So if we're finishing the end of September or mid, early October, we need it at least 30 days before. So we can write the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll endeavor to have that by July.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, for right now, the plan is we're not going to leave any holes. We're not going to leave any berms. We're going to smooth it out. Can't say it's going to be flat, but we're not going to leave any hazards on site.
Sure. And then just out of curiosity for myself, because it's my great dog walking area, out the road at Pat's, is that going to get removed out of there or left, or what happens with that?
So we met today with DNR, representatives of the Division of Mining, Land, and Water and the Division of Forestry to discuss the transaction or whatever of this of the pit. And we do have a fair amount of material that we've stockpiled there that we are using on these other sites to kind of prepare them. We'll probably have some material left over, and it is the commissioner's objective that material first go to a state agency. So we'll be in talks with DNR first, Division of Forestry, to see if they need the rock for anything, how we might do that transaction, and then we'll also be talking to the DOT, because I know they have a project here next year that they might potentially could use that rock for. So but I haven't talked to them at all about that at this point. So
sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
And weather will not have as much of a factor on this, moving this material, as it was anticipated before, like rain and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry.
Weather itself, the rain.
Oh, the weather. No, the weather is controlled for the most part. You have a canopy.
Yeah, we have the option. We built the pad in a way that we can put a large canopy over it to cover the area where we're loading the bags. It's not going to be as critical because we don't have to worry about hitting compaction where we can only have certain percent water in it. If we're having a downpour day, we're probably going to take that day off and rotate our day off. So we can't say right now we're working Monday through Saturday and always taking Sunday off. We'll probably try and work with the weather a little bit, but not as critical as the past project.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Next person on the list is Don McConaughey.
I just wanted to talk on the Mariners Memorial. I know this might be a little bit premature, and I noticed that you have a resolution that's built in here, but as it turns out, if there's always going to be a guy like me show up that will add something to it, and down in the bottom where it says, now therefore let it be resolved by the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, that the Borough Assembly authorizes a lease for the Wrangell Memorials Memorial, and I would like to add a couple of words at the price of $1 per year, reason being that it is something that has been started actually many years ago by a couple of high school seniors that began it, and it is developed over the years by what all went on. Now I understand you have to go through a process of surveying the properties. I know the procedure, and I know I'm probably 2 months early speaking about this, but it's just food for thought. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, may I respond to that?
Yes,
Mr. McConaughey, the actual lease document says $1 a year.
Does it really?
It does.
Well done.
$10 a year.
$10? Well, that's $9 too much.
We'll ask you for the donation to make up the difference.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other persons to be heard?
I didn't sign up, David. This is the time for one.
What is the subject? Is it something
on
the agenda?
An update on the CR situation that was one of your legislative priorities.
Okay, why don't you just go ahead and sign the list? Go ahead.
All right, still got to be on the list.
I didn't come to do that. Do I owe anything if I sign it?
Yes.
Yes.
$10.
There's $10 for a sibling member fee.
Not property tax.
And that's a minute for speaking.
We really need that.
If you go over to the podium, please. There isn't anything on the agenda for that, or you could speak at that time.
Oh, I thought you said persons to be heard. I cannot do it. It's okay. Okay. One of the legislative priorities you considered earlier was action on the CR problem we're having here in Southeast. And I wrote an article on it. It got published, and I did a lot of work getting public information out there. And I just wrote a backup article and a third article. But the second article is an update on what's happened with our legislature and with Senator Sullivan. And the update to that is SJR 13 died in the House and will not be considered, and it will not be carried over. So as a state legislative action, it is dead. Nothing. Senator Sullivan chaired a Fisheries Committee meeting in Washington on April 25th. And on that day, that the agenda was reviewing the Marine Mammal Protection Act and sea otters in Southeast Alaska. It was a three-hour meeting. I attended it online, every word. And there was no mention of the otters. At the end of the meeting, he took the Board of Fish letter and a CIFA letter and asked that they be put in a consent agenda. And he said, thank you very much, good night. There was no action, no discussion, and he had a board of scientific people there. It would have been wonderful to start something rolling on. He has no intention of doing it. And other than that, politically, that makes it absolutely politically dead for 2018, and there is no plans to have anything reconsidered on it. So the problem continues to expand with the otters on the mainland shore from Windham Bay to Ketchikan, and unless they find something to eat up in the woods, this is over. Wrangell can look forward to losing between $3 and $6 million in revenue in the next 2 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is the order they're in now?
You mean the hospital budget?
Yes, the hospital budget.
Well,
for the school and municipal purpose.
Oh, the thing we agree once we decide on what our budget is. So, you know, I feel like we should make that decision first, make millage rate the last thing. So move those two things to the bottom of the agenda so people in the audience that might be waiting for an agenda item can hear their agenda item and leave. And then we get to the overall budget, and then the millage rate is at the end.
I'll second that so we can talk about it.
I have no problem with that.
So I just want to clarify, following the Shoemaker Bay item G, we will then move into resolution 06181415, which is the 2018-2019 budget, and then we will go to resolution 06181414, which is the mill rate.
Correct.
Okay, anybody at ADC?
Yes, on item 13C, we were told that we got the new lease contract. We did not get the new lease contract. 13C, the lease for the Mariners Memorial.
Yes.
Yes, that's the one in your package.
Okay, it's got so many errors. What? I don't want to put it off another 2 weeks. But it has numerous errors, and if you'll bear with me, maybe we can fix it and then go ahead and vote it.
I am obviously very happy to go through the errors. I'm very concerned about that because this has been reviewed by the attorney and multiple other people. So
it seems to me that it's been pieced together. And so I personally would never sign anything like this. Why don't we just keep it on the agenda and go through it,
okay,
if you'll bear with me.
Yeah,
okay.
Any other amendments? conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Yes.
We're talking about the hospital, and my wife is the chief of staff and does contract work for contrast CTs. And yeah, it's the same spiel I give every time.
Same answer. I don't see a conflict for the same.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anyone else? Consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
We moved in second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly Member Powell?
Yes.
Pozanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Jones?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Given all of the things we were working on, I just have a verbal report tonight, last week working on the library as well, so I'd like to thank them. I have had meetings with the Trident folks. Their representative from Seattle was up, and so we had an opportunity to speak as also meet with the plant manager. And I talked with them about doing a site visit over to the plant at some point this summer so I can get familiar with the operation. I had a meeting with Alpine. They're actually one of the companies that ended up bidding on the harbor job, and they're interested in doing some work here in Wrangell as well beyond just that. So having business dealings here in Wrangell, so we're excited about that. That leads me to mention we are probably going to need to talk at some point in the very near future about the mill property again. We have a number of things going on there that we want to brief you on and start talking in earnest about that again, if possible. I did attend the hospital board meeting earlier this month, and I wanted to let the assembly know that the hospital CEO's contract has been renewed for a year. And that does include an assumption contract, and it's as we are moving into an assumption clause in it as we were anticipating the affiliation with Search in the near future. As you were aware, last week I went to Seattle and participated in a meeting with Dan Neumeister from Search, their attorneys, and our attorneys from Dorsey and Whitney. And I can talk about that a little bit more if anybody has any questions under the agenda item on the hospital, but it was an excellent meeting, and as Dan and I both said, we probably saved weeks, if not months, getting all of us in the room and going over line item by line item all of the aspects in the APA document. It's about a 70-page document, and our attorneys did an amazing line item review of that, and we were able to go through things, and it makes such a world of difference when you can speak to each other about intent on issues and talk through things rather than just going back and forth electronically or on the phone. So that was well worth the time and effort. So I am hopeful we will be passing a fiscal year 2019 budget tonight. And the focus after that, because that and hospital things have been taking up a vast majority of time, will obviously be continued focus on the hospital, of hiring the replacement staff for the department head positions that we have open. Those are in varying stages. I'm still trying to get interviews scheduled for the Nolan Center attendant or the Nolan Center director position, and then we have yet to do formal reviews of the applications received for the finance director and electric superintendent. So we're working on those. Nuisance abatement needs to be one of the priorities, as does the safety program that we talked about for the borough. And then depending upon how the budget is passed, transitioning the staff with the split from Public Works and Capital Facilities, if that gets passed. And on my list actually was a discussion about the Byford lot, as we were asked what we wanted to see in terms of the finishing plan for that lot. So that'll be a work session we need to have here in the near future. So those are the focuses that we'll have after the budget is passed tonight. And just a reminder, I had mentioned at the last meeting, I will be leaving tomorrow. I have some family obligations. I have aunts and uncles arriving from the Midwest to assist with my mom in Valdez this coming week, so I'll be should be back on Monday, though. But I'll have all of my stuff with me, and we'll be working, so please text or email me if you need something or call. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Any comments or questions for the Borough Manager? Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Borough Clerk's file.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a do-over. The most important do-over of the evening. Today, actually, was our Finance Director, Lee Burgess's last day here in Wrangell. So he's leaving on the ferry in the morning. He will, unless I slash his tires. he is going to obviously continue working for us through the transition and will be back both in August and in September to assist with the audit preparation. So he'll still be around for quite a while assisting us, and we will endeavor to get a new finance director hired as quickly as possible so he can assist in the transition and the training of that person. So I just wanted to say thank you to Lee for all of his work, and I know I share well, probably mostly everyone's thoughts when I say we're very disappointed that he's leaving, but we wish him luck.
What kind of vehicle do you drive?
White Jeep. Red Dodge.
Well, thank you. Borough Clerk's file.
Just an update on the SEPA board meeting coming up in a couple, well, in 1 week, as well as the CLASCA annual meeting, type over there. Also in that next week, the AML Summer Legislative Conference, Mary Jack is going on our behalf, and then your Robert's Rules of Order fun fact. And that's it.
Any questions, comments?
Yes.
Maybe someone can remind me, did we fill the Lee's
no.
position on SEPA?
No, it isn't. I was going to speak with somebody about that, actually.
Actually, we did.
No, we filled the position that when Clay left.
Oh, that's right.
With
I'm
me,
sorry.
But Lee's position as the alternate has
confused.
Not been filled yet.
That's why I asked. Yep. So just a question. Lee is still working for the city. Is he available to participate by teleconference until that's filled? Or?
Yes, I would be. I haven't discussed that in any considerable depth with Steve or Lisa, but that is a possibility. So if it's appropriate, if not, it could tender a resignation if it wasn't.
It's an alternate position, and both Lisa and I will be attending, so it's a non-voting position, and I did have some ideas that I wanted to speak to Lisa about before I move forward, just in terms of making an ask of a person, but I think it'd be great if Lee could phone in. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Anything else? Mayor and Assembly business. Does any Assembly member have any report of anything?
Oh, I'll be attending an IFA board meeting this Thursday, and I'll report back to you.
Okay.
Mayor?
Yes.
I also just wanted to openly thank the AmeriCorps work group that's been around town mm-hmm. doing projects. They recently painted the high school shop, both sides, and made it absolutely fabulous. And they're over working on the community garden and some other stuff. So it's really nice to see them around helping out. They've done a lot of nice things.
Yeah. Just follow up that the SEPA meeting is on the 19th and 20th, and we're going to be doing our budget. So if anybody wants to drop down and have a look at that and listen in, you're more than welcome to. And we do have a person to be heard. If anyone wants to come down and say anything during the meeting, you're more than welcome to come in and get your input in there at the Nolan Center.
Anything further? Well, we don't have any appointments to make this evening, so we'll move on to the next item, which is public hearing. We don't have any ordinances, so we don't have any public hearing items. Unfinished business, we have none. New business, our new 13A is approval of resolution number 06-18-1415 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds.
No, we're down to the 111, starting at C.
Okay, we've moved both A and B down
both
below.
A and B, yep. C,
okay.
C is the new A.
Okay, proposed resolution number 06-18-1412 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing a lease for the Wrangell Mariners Memorial.
Move to approve resolution number 06-18-1412, authorizing a lease for the Wrangell Mariners Memorial with the following corrections. Can I do that and then get a second?
How?
No.
Just note with corrections, or let's make an amendment.
Okay.
Following your description of those, if that's okay.
That's okay.
So then we still need a second on her
second.
Her original motion.
With corrections.
Yeah.
Moved in second.
Now
it's been moved in second.
Yeah, but I can't amend my own motion.
No.
No, but you can go through the corrections and
okay.
It's not right.
Yeah. All right. So,
been moved in second, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now is there any discussion?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Section 2, where it says term, the date should not be May 9th. It should be June 12th, 2018. Are you with me?
Okay, so...
I'm sorry.
It's
where
section 2.
Section 2 on page 2.
2.1?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, move that to June 12th. In section 3, 3.1, on the first line, an annual rent of $10 by June 1st instead of May 1st. On page 6, this is a little puny, but the page break should be before section 12 laws. And the bottom of page 7.
Oh, hold on just a moment.
Okay. In the bottom of page 7, the second line to the bottom, there's a lonely letter T that needs to be eliminated.
Right, okay.
Okay, then in section 14.2.3, all throughout that section, there's reference to paragraphs that don't exist. Well, there's a paragraph 14.2.5.2 that doesn't exist, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in that area.
I think what happened here is Bob Blasco told me he thought that there were some formatting issues. And
it looks like a stub.
I think that this may be what I did not see, that when I went through all of his track changes and accepted those, I didn't see any issues, but this must have been something that just freakishly auto-formatted itself.
Okay, so you see all seven of those?
We do, yep.
Okay, and then on page... Whoops.
Yeah, that's what you said.
in section 16.1, it references